This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:51. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We are talking now about food operators, food and beverage operators, who have, of course, been very hard hit by the pandemic overall. And now there are going to be stricter measures during MCO 3.0. Under these new measures, they will only be allowed to operate 12 hours a day, so 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. This is going to start tomorrow. Previously, the operating hours were actually from 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. And we have heard some pushback, both from delivery riders as well as F&B operators. So we thought we would get the story directly. On the line with us now, we have C. Krishnan, Deputy President of the Malaysian Indian Restaurant Owners Association, or PRIMAS. Krish, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with how restaurants have been coping with the current SOPs and the increasingly high number of daily cases. What has that been like?
Okay. We have tried to implement some measures, like, you know, we have created minimum entrance to the restaurant, like one entrance, and you're not allowing the public or the riders to use the restroom, and making sure they scan the QR code, Sujatra QR code, properly. And we have also multiple spots having the QR codes, and as well as the extra infrared thermometers. And we make sure that our staffs follow stringent measures like the attire, sanitation, and things like that. And of course, we do daily sanitation in the morning as well as when we close. So these are the very strict measures that we've been trying to follow. But public's very cooperative, and we don't find a great problem in making them follow the SOP. Thank you.
So starting tomorrow, of course, the operating hours are going to be shortened to 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. How will this impact business?
Business actually already affected since the cases are on rise in the last 10 days. So, and if it is going to be 8 to 8 p.m., then it's going to be additional hit. But we already see the sales is going down like almost 10-15% a day immediately after Hari Raya. You know, the cases are very high. So now this period 8 to 8 is going to affect very badly, and a lot of other issues on the timing that government is allowing.
Can you talk to us about the typical purchasing patterns when it comes to takeaway and delivery during the MCO? What are high hours? What are low hours?
No, normally, as a Malaysian, mostly if you see other than Chinese, Indians and Malay, they have a practice of having dinner after 8 p.m. So normally, evening, we are busy after 7:30 onwards. But now, the hours are only up to 8 p.m. And those people who are back from work and those managing family, sometimes they miss out to order before 7:30 because 7:30 is quite early for them to think of dinner. And most of them will be disappointed, maybe no food, or they couldn't get whatever they want. They'll have to manage with whatever minimum food they have at home. And another issue is that, especially if the weather raining or and we use riders are very tough to get for the delivery portals. So that's going to be another problem. So by 8 o'clock, the very difficult for most of the households to get their dinner ordered by 8 o'clock and get it delivered before 8 o'clock. It's going to be very, very tough.
Now, many people have said that, you know, taking all that into account, it is just up to the public to adjust their eating patterns to fit into these new hours. What's your response to that?
No, when you apply a particular position, say, like you have no choice, they have to adapt to such situation. But it is, again, I said, it is going to be very, very tough. But adapting to the situation, maybe with whatever they have. But 7:30, 8 o'clock is going to be very tough for them to adapt the situation. But come to a position, no choice, I think they will accept with disappointment, that's all.
We have seen the government reinstate longer opening hours in the past. Do you anticipate this happening this time?
I'm not too sure, but this all depends on the number of cases going to reduce in a matter of time. If that is going to happen, then probably the government will may look at to reconsidering the timing. But if you see, you know, some people are debating about, you know, eating in the car is prohibited and things like that. In fact, we do have in mind to request to the government, if you minimum dine in for two persons, maybe you only allow them to 20 to 30 minutes based on their QR time scanning. If that could be a little help to us. But one more thing I forgot to say that, you know, the most of the delivery portals, they will be closing the last orders by 7:20 or 7:30 p.m. So after 6:30, the order is going to pile up. And those orders going to pile up is going to be lined up, and until probably 30 to 40% of the orders may not be delivered or cancels or rejected on by the system itself. So those people would have been thinking until 8:20 the food is going to come, but they will realize at 8:30, 8:45 the food will not be coming. It's rejected. So if that is going to be the case, and it's pity on the public who are not able to prepare the food due to many reasons, they will really hurt it by this new timing. But we do appeal to the government, consider, you know, at least to extend either by 10 p.m. or maybe the two dining per table with much more stringent measures and things like that.
Krish, we just have about a minute left. In closing, mm-hmm. How can we continue to support our local eateries at this time?
Okay. See, local eateries, there are two different types. You know, there are many roadside small operators and food courts, and as well as restaurants. But the government has to come out with which are the safer and safer places to implement regulations. So based on that, they should make sure the proper licensed restaurants, proper licensed eateries to be allowed to run. And furthermore, our overhead is really tough to manage. So electricity, utility bills are very tough. Maybe government can consider giving us some installment payment or maybe reduction on the some percentage discount on that. And furthermore, you know, the rental also is another hit. The government has to come out with some rental assistance program, which one of the parliamentarian, Charles Santiago of Klang, he's been trying to, you know, advocate this issue for small and medium entrepreneurs. So that will be a greater help. And wage subsidy and as well as moratorium is one thing that government has to look into it, because most of our members are really suffering and they're appealing to us to talk to the government and somehow get this moratorium assistance from the government.
Krish, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was C. Krishnan, Deputy President of the Malaysian Indian Restaurant Owners Association, or PRIMAS, talking to us about the new timings and SOPs. So as we know, there are stricter measures now in place for MCO 3.0, which includes eateries only being able to run from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. We'd like to know what you make of this. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.